Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? We are back. Another Live for Fit 9 Saturday. I'm the one and only Paul Masson, joined by Trillanoise Tracks.
What's up? We bike. What's good?
Chilling, man. What you got over there? You got some Dizzle? You drinking Dizzle?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm trying it different, man. I put some Simply Lemonade. And some lime, you know what I'm saying? A little fancy over here. You know what I'm saying? With the lime slices and shit. It's just good though.
Yeah, you well, lime and Dizzle is always supposed to be like a go-to, anyways. I see everybody always putting lime in it if you just drink it straight up or any kind of way, really.
Nah, I ain't drinking it straight up no more. I learned my lesson last night.
So waiting on Lily Enos to come back on. I see her camera set up and whatnot. She came on earlier. She should come on back on any minute. I definitely told her 5 p.m. and whatnot. There she goes. So we about to get into it. Normally we just do the music reviews, but we're gonna start bringing on artists, and we gotta review your music before we bring you on too. If we don't review the music, we're not gonna bring you on, you know, until then. But we're gonna bring on an artist straight from Jersey, alternative pop artist. She's got a new single that dropped on May 22nd, Arena, and let's bring her on. Lily Enos.
Thanks for having me.
Lily, how you doing? Let's put you on the big screen.
Yeah, all right.
Put you on the big screen.
Thanks again, guys, for having me. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We can't complain.
Yeah, I want to bring it up. That video you did, I mean, I like that video you did. And I want to blame it on Paul for not playing the song too long. No, he didn't play it long enough. Yeah.
I was so afraid of what the reaction was going to be to that, because I didn't want it to give sore loser vibes. You know, if anything, I always feel good about when my music is platformed in any way. You know, it's not about whether people like it or not like it. You know, you have to kind of put your ego to the side with that. But I think we really live now in such a content creation era. It's a content dependent world now. And you know, if you guys didn't have people's music submitted to you, you know, you wouldn't have your content. Just as you know, so you have to kind of create a reciprocal sort of relationship with that content that gets made and think, okay, how do I get ahead of the narrative if I want people to know something about my song, or I want them to know, you know, a sweet spot of a song, you know, how do you get ahead of that narrative and do something with that? So that was really all I was trying to do in a stupid kind of way. And I'm glad you guys liked it.
I liked it. I responded first to it. I mean, because it did, I mean, it, exactly what we were talking about happened. If we would have stayed listening to it for 15 more seconds, you know what I'm saying? The one critique we gave, you know what I'm saying? It happened 15 seconds later, but you know, I appreciate it though. It was funny to me.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I love it.
And let me throw this out there. It wasn't my fault, because Trillanoy's Tracks is actually the one that made it start not playing the whole song.
Oh, okay. You guys
used to play the whole song. I got to throw that out there. But which makes sense, though. I mean, because, you know, we started getting so many submissions, and, you know, we had to kind of, you know, maybe the verse and the hook, and that's it. But let's get into some standard questions. How long you been recording and releasing music now?
So it's been a while. I mean, as far as I always sort of try to break it up into what was substantial versus not, you know. So I've been recording demos on GarageBand and Audacity way back from when I was a preteen, a teenager, and playing music even longer than that. And then, you know, just with persistence and just making an ass of myself and trying to put things out there over time, you know, I learned how to sort of hone in that power of, you know, the digital streaming platforms, and, you know, trying to go bigger and really build upon that. So it's been years. It's been since I was a kid.
And I've seen you played multiple instruments. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a jack of all trades, master and none type of thing. You know, my main weapon of choice is guitar and vocal. And but from a songwriting standpoint, you know, a lot of instruments are tools. So, you know, I'll lay down some very simple bass or kind of finagle on synths and keys, and, you know, try and build songs that way.
Okay. The new single, Arena. We're going to review the whole song after this interview. What's the inspiration for the song?
So I wrote Arena when I was pretty young. I mean, I was like 17, 18 when I wrote that song. And really it's a song about catfights. It's a song about when I was in high school, I would see girls fight over guys. Oh, and okay. It was kind of me taking the piss out on that phenomenon and the sort of the gravitas and you know, you have this really dramatic song with this big climax in it, but really it's speaking to something that's very minuscule in the long term. And really too, you know, when I was that age, you know, I had my first ever boyfriend, and it was, you know, that time of, it was a coming of age type of thing. So really there's an irony in it as far as being no better than the people that you stick your nose up to or make fun of.
Okay.
I can't think of it right now, but they got a whole saying for that.
Who's some of the artists that you looked up to or still might look up to?
It's a lot, you know. I think it's a mixed bag, and I'm blessed that I was exposed to a lot of different musicians growing up. And I mean, as far as specifically, I absolutely love the classics. You know, I love the 70s, I love the 60s, the 80s, like Olivia Newton-John, Carole King, James Taylor. I love Motown. I've been falling down a chic rabbit hole lately, because they do so much more than La Freak, you know, and I always have this Philly radio station on that plays R&B and soul. And then as far as more contemporary acts, you know, when you get into the 90s and the aughts, I love Radiohead, I love Bjork, I love Travis. So there's, it's a mixed bag. We'd be here forever.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear a lot of the influence, like, you know, early 70s and 80s and some of your music. Like I said, Retaliation is my favorite song so far.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I've been listening to, it's been Lily Day in the house. So yeah, but Retaliation is my favorite song so far. And I mean, I haven't even cracked through all the ones that's on YouTube or whatever. But first of all, you know, say to me, you got an amazing voice. I mean, you're an amazing writer.
Well, thank you.
My thing is, like, in your writing process, I mean, you sort of answered it though. I was like, where do you draw? You know what I'm saying? Where do you draw from? I mean, personal experience or whatever. But you just said you wrote that one song when you were 17. So I guess, I mean, you answered my question right there. So I guess you do write from personal experiences.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that sometimes, and I noticed this when I was a lot younger, and I've spoken to this in other interviews and opportunities I've gotten to talk to people through, that when I was younger, I think I used to try and write in a very specific mindset, and I took where inspiration needed to come from far more seriously. And now, you know, it's okay to write a happy song. It's okay to write a sad song. It's okay to write a song that doesn't take itself very seriously. So it's just being open to everything and letting the mundane inspire you sometimes.
Yes. Well, shout out to Winding Way Records. And how did you end up signing with them?
Persistence, you know. So really, in all seriousness, I'm not sure if you guys know what Submit Hub is.
I'm familiar with Submit Hub.
Yeah. So back a couple years ago, they still allowed record labels to run on there to try and find artists. And I was pitching songs. I had made a cover of Never My Love by The Association. And I just did that in my bedroom, and I pitched it to a bunch of different playlists, including Winding Way, and they had gotten back to me and they liked it, but they, obviously being a label, they want to hear original work. And so I just tried to keep at it. And then I put out an EP in November of 2022, and I was recording more professionally up all through that year, using like session musicians, actually going into a studio and using other producers to help kind of make sense of what I was trying to do. And I was submitting those songs to people on Submit Hub and Winding Way again, and they liked what they heard. And then a year after that, I went to an open mic in Philly where the head of the label did this guest speaking spot. And, you know, there was a bit of a, you had to kind of finesse it because a lot of people, they think, oh, record label, and they flock to this one person that they think is just going to make all their dreams come true and make everything great for them. And, you know, I didn't want to be just another desperate person, you know? And so I tried to play it cool and kind of wait for everybody to go away. I went up to him and I just was like, I was that girl that sent you Never My Love and, you know, another song. And he actually had reached out to me over Instagram around that time, and I had no idea. And he thought that I like kind of snubbed him off, which was not my intention. And, you know, but it just to get a face to a name. And after a few more open mics where he was hanging around, you know, we talked more and felt like we were compatible, and I was signed.
So what do you see yourself in 5 years? What are you trying to accomplish? what are you looking for in music? What are you trying to accomplish in music?
I mean, ideally, you know, songwriting is where it's at, you know, and I would love to be more involved in that world as a songwriter, you know, and if, you know, if my own performances and what I do as a recording artist makes any kind of, you know, headway, then that's great. But really, I think that just working within the industry in any capacity, if it means, you know, supporting other people in that creative process and writing with them and, you know, producing with them, is definitely something I would like to see happen down the line.
Okay, so, and then on top, I mean, this is completely random, but, you know, like, when you're in the studio, what's the vibe has to be? You know what I'm saying? What is the vibe has to be in the studio?
So, I mean, it's a lot of noodling around, you know, it's a lot of spontaneity. It's, there is a level of preparedness that has to go into it. Of course, you know, I'll bring stems and bring files and things to kind of help build upon that. But it's a lot of, you know, starting at one point and then ending up with something completely different and ideally better than what you started with. And I have the good fortune of, you know, the label's headquarters has a recording studio in it. So I go there basically almost every weekend, and I torture the engineer. He can't get rid of me. And, you know, and we just, we spend hours, I hold him hostage to what I think should be done. And it's a lot of fun. You know, we have a lot of fun with it. I think we have a certain synergy, and we think very similarly and have a very similar creative process, and we complement each other as far as getting things done. So it's a great experience. The vibe is great.
Okay. Any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
As long as it ain't Philadelphia. I went to Philadelphia a month ago, and I got about $100 in tolls and stuff.
Oh, my God. Well, I got sorry news for you, because that's where I am most of the time. But I do have, outside of Philly, there's in more of the burbs kind of area, there's a winery that I'm playing at tomorrow. At 2, Evansburg Vineyards in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. And all of my other upcoming performances are actually on my social media, on my Instagram, at Lily Enos Official. They're there. There's a tour list of upcoming events that people can check out.
I'm going to definitely make it a point to come to one of them. Like I said, I'm in the D.C. area, so I'm not far from New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Oh, so, that's sick.
Yeah, one day you're going to see me in the audience.
Yeah, well, that's really sweet. Thank you.
Really, I was noticing, like, you do a lot of your shows in Pennsylvania. Is that because the label's based out of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, and I do think that there's definitely more of a scene, an independent music scene in Philly than there is in Jersey for sure. So, you know, you kind of start out small because I haven't played out very much in the course of my music career. You know, it's been a lot of kind of I've taken a very hermit kind of approach where it's very studio and it's very trying to build a catalog of work. And then the next step is putting a face to a name. So, you know, we do that on the micro level of, you know, just kind of hitting spots in Philly and the greater Philadelphia area, and just trying to connect with people a little bit more in that way.
Well, I'm King Hermit. Anybody that knows me, I'm like, I spend all day, you know, online, promote music, podcasting, clipping up content.
But you don't get no sun. Yeah. Go outside. That door at the front of your house.
Yeah, I feel that.
It leaves outside. But
burn on a moment's notice.
We got to get into these music reviews. So before we let you go, anybody you want to shout out? And we're going to definitely review your song first, and we're going to play the whole song while we review it.
Well, I just want to shout you guys out and thank you for just being part of giving people a platform and doing what you guys do, and shout out Winding Way Records for the opportunity to do the work that I do. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. If you want to come back on next time you drop another single, you're more than welcome. You're a friend of the show.
Well, thank you so much. You guys have a great night.
All right, thank you. Lily Enos, people.
See, that was
a time. Yeah, great interview, man. Great interview.
Yeah, I liked it, man.
So we're about to get into her single. We're going to get it. That was about 20 minutes, about what we wanted for an interview. So we still got time to review music and whatnot. Everybody has been tuning in so far. Thank you. We got people on the Paul Masson Twitter. People on the Live for Vietnam Twitter, IndieCastle.net, Live for Vietnam YouTube, and of course, Facebook being some haters as usual. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all good because we're going to download and we're going to cram it down your throats with the rerun of the Lily Enos interview. And let's get into her song. We're going to play the whole song for this one. We ain't going to play the whole song for the rest of them. So, but you know. If you get an interview with us, we'll play your whole joint. But let's get into it. Lily Enos Arena.
Thank you.
What you got over there?
I mean, do we have to? I mean, I'm not even biased.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a yay, man.
Yeah, I mean,
gotta give it a yay.
That was too easy.
I was zoned out over here, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, she has a great voice, man. I mean, yeah. That alone, I can listen to it. Like, I've been listening to it for the past, 3 hours, dog. Doing my due diligence on the research, but check out that song Retaliation, man. I like that.
Okay. Didn't we review that one?
I don't remember after we do it.
I gotta see the one we reviewed before. But definitely follow her. Follow her on all her social medias. Lily Enos, LILYENOS. And you know, let me see what the other song we had from her was. All right, so let's get into another song before we get into a commercial break.
Who we got?
What do we got? We got Carrying Torches Conversations. Do I got an answer for both of us?
Go ahead.
I'm going to give it a yay.
Yeah, I'm going with a yay. I like that bridge, too.
Yeah, you know, that shit
like, when I listen to music sometimes, I put myself in a place where I can hear it being played. You know what I mean? Like, I try to envision, where would I be at? You know, say, while this is being played, and, like, try to, you know, imagine the scene or whatever. So, yeah, it's a yay for me.
All right, we got a comment coming in. Who we got? Blue, hey, I'm new here. Is it late to submit? No, it's not, Blue. And you can submit at liveforvietnam@gmail.com. I'm about to comment right now where you can submit to. Make sure you submit a MP3. We do not accept Spotify links and none of that nature. Submit to MP3. And Kano Got Bars actually said that he sent in a song to review. So if we got time, we're going to get to that. And actually, before we get to the next song, we got to get to a quick Dizzle break. We'll be right back. You can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles, go to DizzleBrand.com. I'm drinking Dizzle. Trill's drinking Dizzle. We all drinking Dizzle. All right, let's get into it.
What we got next, man?
All right, we got I don't even know if we got rap songs at all today. We got Big Skinny, Drink 84.
With the gin, got me feeling woozy, got my stomach all bubbled up, trying to think, trying to get the buck, so I grab remote, turn the TV on like what the fuck, thinking about grandma pass, trying to get the money, trying to get the bag in large cash, so I spark the L with the grass, reminiscing as the time pass, time pass and I'm back up on it, trying to get the bag, get the money, mashing my thoughts, got me drunk, God feeling naughty. Tryna hit the booth, but my stomach all bubbled up. Look, man, I'm drunk off of 84. Fuck, man, I'm drunk off of 84. Man, I'm drunk off of 84. Fuck.
Definitely, he gotta be from Cali.
What do you got? What are you giving him? Yay, nay, or okay?
Okay, the beat is dope.
Beat is dope.
Yeah, the beat is dope. I mean, it took me a minute to get, but I mean, you know what, man? Oh, God. Shit. I mean, it definitely no nay.
Definitely no nay, right?
Yeah, definitely no nay. Yeah.
Even, that's the thing. Even though, like, his delivery wasn't all that great, I still could give it no nay.
I mean,
nay.
But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, I'm giving it, damn.
Because he picked the right beat.
Yeah, that beat is dope. You know what I mean? Like, the accent is giving me Cali. You know what I mean? For real. That sounds like some shit you bump in Cali too. So
I'm gonna give it okay. I gotta give it okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with okay. Yeah. I know he got something else fire.
Yeah, Big Skinny, we giving you a
okay.
Come on, dog.
All right, so we got Andrea Sandra V. And this is called Survive. Make sure I got that right. Andrea's Sandra V. Survive.
Every day I think I'll be broke, so it seems to see a candy show. Have you ever been a paradise? Close your eyes and up your face. Shining lovely life. All the time I felt fear and blind. And the music started to come at home. It was special, but you don't.
Definitely influenced by Nirvana, and I'm pretty sure that was Andre. I hope it was Andrea.
A-N-D-R-E-A, Andrea, right?
No, I mean, that's another way to spell Andre. My nephew's name is spelled that way. His name is
okay,
Andre.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, we got these songs coming from all over. Germany, Poland, yeah. Switzerland, Sweden, Ukraine. I mean, we got songs from all over the world, you know, tonight.
Yeah.
What you got for it? Yay, nay, or okay?
I mean, for one, I'm giving it okay. they would have got a yay, but I mean, that right there is just, I can tell they are heavily influenced by.
I'm agree with you. I'm Nirvana. Agree with you. I mean, I wanted to give it, I wanted to give it a yay, but the hook was a little.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I like
the
that
breakdown. Was, yo, it sounded like some Nirvana, and the hook changed up for me
just
a little bit.
Like, it sounds just like a Nirvana song.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I'm
okay. Going with okay. Yeah, give it okay. Send some more.
And you know, we me and you both actually love Nirvana.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my favorite band all day.
Nirvana is my favorite music outside of hip-hop. Like, Come As You Are is my favorite song. Probably might be my favorite song on the fucking planet, to be honest with you.
I mean, that's one. I mean, I like them all, so. Check the first album. Check out Bleach.
All right, so we got another one. What is this? AMU 6 and... These names, man.
Spell it out.
MU6 and NYUKYUNG. NU Kyung.
Man, but just play it.
This is on the way. Yeah, MU6 and NU Kyung.
Name that difficult. It better be good.
It better be good. Uh-oh, I love piano.
Lately I've been fighting all my demons. They return every season. Lately I've been searching for the freedom. When they speak, don't believe them. Overthinking, I don't want to be near again. People hating, but they never seen through the lens. Seen a lot of people go, they used to be friends. All they do is hate, I'm tired, I don't play pretend.
I'm gonna give it a yay. I mean, I like
the good
turn up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna give it a yay too.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna give it a yay.
I like that the beat, the way it changed up. You had me over here, like,
yeah, I call it the turn.
You know, changing my face, like facial expressions, like, yo, this shit is kind of dope.
And what was
that? That was MU6 and NU Kyung on the way. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm butchering the names, man, but y'all be coming up with some names nowadays that nobody on the fucking planet could pronounce.
Man, you had to send an audio file on how to pronounce.
It's not as easy as this next one. It's not as easy as this next one.
What's the next one?
Let's get the next one. Andy X, Colorblind. I mean, that's easy peasy. Andy X. Yeah, but I can get the AMU6, but this other name, I mean, can you pronounce that? NYUKYUNG.
I'm not even trying to. Hey, tell them to send an audio file. Next time they send a song, send an audio file with the pronunciation of your name.
All right, let's get into Andy X, Colorblind.
With happiness ability, the tiny thing that prevents it from going down is fragile and slender, but she is still around, a colorblind chameleon.
taking shelter from the sun. A road movie without a car. No destination near or far. The indie station sets her free. She's breathing into the tea. She feels at home and keeps in shape. But still it's an escape. It flows out of streams, the surrogate and the fake. If it wasn't for Robert Smith or for James Blake, we're drawn by the light, but forget all.
I wanted to wait for the breakdown, but the bridge, but what do you got for me? Yay, nay, okay.
I don't like it. I mean, it was it just me, or is it the Dizzle? Did that sound like Stewie?
I'm gonna give it a nay, man. I don't like the
that just wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. But it did sound like Stewie on there singing though. I mean, I don't know why Stewie came to my mind, but yeah. But nah. That's a nay.
And I just don't feel like I thought it was gonna be something bigger, like Colorblind. I thought we was gonna get something.
I'm just saying Andy X, I was like, what is he, a white Muslim or what? You know what I mean? Like Andy X.
All right, well, we got to get to another one. We gotta get into technophobia, anti-human terror. Wow, we don't ever know what to expect on this show.
What you got?
I'm gonna give it a yay.
I mean, man, shout out to my man, Six Dog. I'm trying to tell you, man. Imagine back in 2000, two black guys riding a 98 Camry down Ramsey Street, bumping death metal. I mean, just imagine that. You know what I mean? We ain't have to worry about shit. They're like, man, them niggas, man, that's crazy. For real, I mean, but yeah, shout out to my man Six Man for even putting me on that shit.
You know what's crazy? That's one of the songs that Vlad Promotion sent us. Like, Vlad Promotion sent an email, man, where literally, like, what artist was that right there? That was, what artist I say that was? Technophobia. Where they at? They're from Poland. That's the artist. They're from Poland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, we literally got an email with like 30 something different artists to go through. Texas, Austrian, Cleveland, Norwegian, progressive US, Italian melodic metal, thrash metal from Poland, German hard and heavy, alternative thrash from Italy, Bulgaria. I mean, we about Czechia. I mean, we worldwide, man, internationally known with this shit. How you feel, man? How you feel knowing that people know you all over the world, man, Trill?
It feels good. You know what I'm saying? All our millions of followers. You know what I mean? Thank you. And we appreciate the love.
Yeah, so that was... hold up. I know you don't like this one. I think this one's growing on you, but that was a
yeah, boy.
Come on, dog.
Was a yeah, boy, for the technophobia, anti-human terror.
We gotta stop this shit, man.
We gotta come with something. You gotta bring me some sound effects, baby. Let's come on. All right, so we got novel list me open hearts. Go with okay.
I'm going to A.
You going to an A?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with an okay.
It ain't move me at all. It ain't move me.
I like the beat, but the vocals just didn't really move me.
It was too monotone. You know what I mean? That was just more no inspiration behind that to me.
So our next song is from Sweden. I'm gonna say the American version of their name, which is Fire Clover. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. In the Sweden version, which is ELDKLOVER, but it's Fire Clover. Myself is the enemy, all the way from Sweden. Okay.
I'm gonna go with a yay. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna go with okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go with yay. I'm gonna say it is eld. You know, eld is fire in Swedish, right?
Matter of fact, nah, I didn't look that up.
I mean, there are three ways to say fire. You know what I'm saying? In Swedish. You know what I mean? You got eld. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, eld.
But you got eld. Yeah, you got eld.
What is that? L O V E R? Is that lover? Is that eld lover? Eld lover? Is that how I say it?
Fire, you know
what I'm saying?
So the ELD is fire. You know what I mean?
Like, so it's Eld Clover. Oh, it's Eld Clover. Eld Clover.
Eld Clover. Fire Clover.
It's Eld Clover. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's thank you.
Eld is fire. Yeah, Eld is fire in Swedish, but there's three ways to say it. You got Eld.
So Clover is Clover, but Eld is fire. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Brassad, then you got, you know what I'm saying?
So that's El Clover, Myself is the Enemy, which is Fire Club.
El Brassad and Brand. That's three ways to say fire. But you know what I'm saying? El is fire in the physical sense of fire. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to give it okay.
Shout out to all my, people in Sweden. You know what I mean? Shout out to my homies in Sweden, though. Yeah. I'm going to holler at you soon.
All right, let's get into the next one.
I can't help it.
Aria Alon, Eyes Open.
I'm gonna go with okay.
And I just uploaded two more because you know, of course, KO Kano submitted one, and somebody commented and submitted one, so we definitely always want to review the people that submit while we're live. That's we get a lot of those. We get at least we get like at least one or two of those every show, right? It seems like at least one person submitting. Like we had one last week. That's the first comment was a submission.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, they got to stay in line too. Now, I mean, submit your shit regular like everybody else.
But at the same time, some people. People don't know. Yeah, they don't see it till we live though. Sometimes they don't know that we reviewing music till they see it live, and then they be like, "Hey, when can I submit?" All right, so let's get to the next one. Okay, no, we got two Kevin Jackson joints. You know how we do it with the when you drink, have two songs, you got to get two okays for us to play the second. If you get two nays on the first, we don't play the second. But this is the explanation by Kevin Jackson and Azrael Onassis. And let's get into it.
Man, come on, girl, let's get it.
Man, I don't want to go home, man. She gonna be pissed off, man.
Hey, look, I feel you, man. Listen, we had a great night out.
I know.
Hold on, you driving?
Yeah, let me get this hand
in. Hey, you can't drive, man, with that in your hand.
It's okay,
man.
Bro.
You might spill your drink.
Spill it. Man, I got a cup holder.
Okay, I'll just check it, man. I want you to waste your drink.
Good, man. Get the cup holder. All
right, man, let's get home.
Picking up a way I can come up with a lie.
I'm in the stew getting busy. Kev hit the jack. Let's get some drizzes. Fresh out promotion, roses and lilies. I met him at the Camel, it was karma, ass and titties. It went from happy hour to dancing in champagne showers. We up in the strip, having some but no pip. Great expectations, motives and motivations. Plenty of the chicken, more than just finger licking. Time's ticking, I got a lot of y'all to choose from. But at home, I got a certified number one. Fuck it, it's time to get sloshed. Okay. So dance on me like I'm a fucking boss. You know at this moment, everything became clear.
Hey.
Kev drinks Sprite, let me add a little Everclear. Fellas night out and I'm loving the mood. Cause when I get home, my girl's bound to have a tune.
Picking up a way I can come up with a lie. Just like the boss.
Yo, man. Old boy said he said I'm about to get sloshed. I ain't never heard that before. that must be beyond fucked up. He said sloshed. But I mean, just for that right there, I'm gonna give that a yay.
Blue comment. I'm gonna give it an okay. Blue comment. This is my first time here. I don't mind waiting like everyone else. Happy to entertain any opportunity to get myself out there. We got you, Blue. I got your song uploaded. You're gonna be coming up here really shortly. Appreciate you staying tuned in the whole show. Slosh. Yeah, I'm gonna give it okay though.
Sounds like some white boy shit. I mean, do you know what slosh mean?
I don't know. Is that some white boy? I don't know that that's some white boy shit. I never heard no white boy say sloshed.
Educate us blacks. You know what I mean? Like, for real. I mean, sloshed.
I don't know what to tell you. That's not a white boy term. Sloshed.
He says Sprite with the Everclear. Yeah, he be getting fucked up. Yeah.
All right, so he got a yay and okay. So he gets the second song. Oh, it's Red by Kevin Jackson.
Time to get it on, let's get to it. I'm ready to do it, down to do it all. Baby, come on, let me prove it. Got the time and the place. If you don't like it, you can choose it. By the end of the night, I guarantee you're gonna lose it. Don't worry if the bed's maybe about to tear it up. Lights off, lights on, or all of the above. Let me lay it down and slide them pants off nice and slow. I'ma
get out of yay.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a yay. You know what I mean? Give me the old 90s. You know what I'm saying? It got like a 90s R&B vibe. You know what I mean? Some Jodeci or some shit like that. So
yeah,
I guess that's him rapping and singing. So that's him rapping.
Yeah,
and
that's
singing.
Kevin. No, I don't think that was him rapping on the original. No, that was Azriel.
The rapper was also
Azriel Onassis on the other song. Kevin Jackson and Azriel Onassis explanation. Okay. So and this one is just Kevin Jackson, and that's Jackson JAXON people. He sent a song before. I think he tuned in, and I think he submitted while he was live. All right, so we're going to get into the next one. Blue, we got you right here, right now. This is Want My Life.
Blue?
Yeah, little nigga, come on. Let me start it off for you. Let's go. They want my life. They want my life. They told me be less aggressive and wear something pretty, or niggas won't see me down. Just because I don't talk about pussy, you overlook me, I swear they gon' make me crash out on the low. I be fighting my demons like night, we be speeding, I caught that boy in a rush. Thick, bitch, thick. You know I'ma hit, I don't miss. I got that nigga so mad, he be making fake pages, pussy just to throw a fit. I heard you spot up for grabs and I play for keeps. Pussy, where you wanna meet? I bring my mutt to the function, me and him say nothing, just no little nigga, I'm straight. They want my life. Money in my line, I can't hear what you saying. Bad bitch, yeah, she really my baby. Suck my off me until I can't take it. Make a bitch roll on my blunt, just a face it. Chin on my pussy, I give her a face it. Wipe that bone to read it in the paper. I'm too intense, I heard that's why they hate ya.
Good job, Blue. Good job.
Blue.
Yay. Yeah. You know what's crazy? All these people that be hitting us randomly with
the
like
having the best songs.
They be always getting the yays.
Yeah. God, I like
the one that commented last week. First comment was like, "Yo, how do I submit?" Submitted. It was a yay.
Man, send me that MP. Send me the MP3, though.
The Kevin Jackson, when he submitted the first time, was a yay.
And what's the social? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look, hey, follow us. Follow me. Trilling Noise Track.
Baltimore. Blue. Oh, Baltimore. Blue said B-boy. Yeah, I just commented. Where are you from?
I'm 30
Let's
minutes
go.
Away. That shit's dope. I like that shit. That was it? That's the only one she said?
You got another one for us?
Yeah,
I guess he wanted to stay on. He wanted to say, hey, send us another one if you got another one to review. Let's get into this next one though.
Yeah,
Rudy G gotta love.
I'll let me blue though. You gonna work though. I'll let me. For real.
Puff, puff, pass, turn that shit to the left. I'm coughing so hard that I'm losing my breath. And still after years, never losing my depth. Feeling so sharp when I'm rolling the best. I dream of Florida weather when the smoke hits my chest. And exhale reality, which ain't always best. But I'm just living life, never paying the price. Trying to say what's right when I'm blazing the pipe. Thinking peaceful thoughts when I'm laying at night. Modern day hippie smoking weed like Snoop and Wiz. But don't get it confused, man, I ain't these stupid kids. Looking at me crazy, but I guess that's how it is. Rather be in peace than living in all the drama. I'd rather have green than nothing without a nada. I'm lost in the cloud, cheap for hours and hours. I guess it's just the power of these magical flowers. Gotta love it when the smoke hits your chest. Gotta love it when it's legal to possess. Gotta love it when you're rolling up the best. Gotta love it when you're feeling so blessed. Gotta love it when the smoke hits your chest. Gotta love it when it's legal to possess. Gotta love it when you're rolling up the best. Gotta love it when you're feeling so blessed. Taking big hits, breathe them deep in my lungs. Reflecting on the past. Every.
What you got for me?
I'm gonna go with a yay, man.
I'm gonna go with a yay too.
You know what I mean? I love the beat. You know what I mean? Like, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a yay. Tell me to sing something else, though. You know what I mean? This yay is contingent on the next song.
But I think Rudy G sent a song before. I don't know if he got yays before, but
I mean, no, it's, yeah, I mean, yeah, I like it though. I mean,
but
it's
I like
recorded
that,
well
yeah.
And everything. I mean, you know, overall, it sounds good. It's recorded well. Beat is dope. Yeah, that's a yay. That's a yay for me.
All right, well, we got two more. Unless Blue sends us one more track, we got right. Battle Creek Implosion of the Sun. This is probably some more death metal or some rock.
If by the year 2000 we have not solved the problems that face us today, then I would say 500 years we'll see a world containing a technological civilization in ruins.
That shit was crazy dope.
I mean, dog. I mean, you get everything you want. Transitions, man. Tempo changes. The drums is crazy. I mean, dog. Any death metal or whatever they call it now. You know, I'm
old. His vocals sounded a little Beastie Boyish, didn't they?
I mean, yeah. It was. I mean, that was recorded very well. But I mean, come on, dog. That's a yay. I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna give it a
yay. You already know my shit gonna be on that. Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a yay too.
Yep. So what we got next? One more.
Lyrical Vision, K.O. Kano. Of course, he produces all his own stuff as well.
Yeah, we had him before, right?
We had him about two or three times.
Don't know what a hater doesn't know. With my flow on how I roll, to the point it takes a toll. I can't tell that them words an epic fail. You inhale mine off mail when you worried about the bell. Oops, I'm off. Let me start it from beginning to the end. Lord, forgive me for the truth, cause these words might be a sin. I'm so focused, hocus pocus, sheet up, I'm the flower loaded, so I know it. The night I see that shiny candy coated, I don't smoke, nor I drink. Look at life, when it sink, I start to think. When you treat her like somebody, call her tink. Want them first, life's a blur, when you lost without the mink. Her name's Zelda, so I guess she was just looking for the link. Understand me as I tell you, I'm the one that's underrated. But the ladies on me heavy, cause I'm treated like the favorite. Mind over matter when my pockets getting fatter. If a gun is to your face, then you piss out all your blood. I got a lyrical vision, cause I'm back on the scene. Got them haters for days, some don't know what I mean. I got a lyrical vision, I got rhymes for days. I'm the best from the south, got many minds going crazy. I got a lyrical vision, cause I'm back on the scene. Got them haters for days, some don't know what I mean. I got a lyrical vision, I got rhymes for days. I'm the best from the south, got many minds going craze. Where they learn, these rappers let it burn. Mode and Usher, can't trust ya. People always capping, then they...
What you got for me?
I like it. I'm going with okay.
I'm going to go with okay, too.
Yeah, I mean, because he had that fire ass song that one time. I remember who he is now.
Yeah. But he's pretty consistent.
Oh, yeah, he's consistent now. I mean, hey, dog, like you said, we just two people, man. But, I mean, that was okay. You know what I mean? Like if it was on the album, I would skip that one. But that's not saying it's bad. You know what I mean? Like keep it up though. I mean, because I know he done got at least a couple of years from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just two people, but I mean, you know, you're a producer, so you know production and music. I done heard everything there is to hear with Indie Castle Radio. When I was on her radio, owning Promo Palace LLC, I got artists sending me music every single day to try to get on playlists. I done heard it all. You know, I done heard below average, average, okay, good to great.
You know, since we've been doing this, I've been trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, bounce my opinion out on, you know what I'm saying, different factors then in the beginning. You know, in the beginning, man, we were just straight up, oh, fuck that. You know what I mean? So we have grown, you know what I'm saying, over the episodes, but yeah.
Uncrowned Kings tuning in. He commented, said, where are we located? We located live from Fayetteville, North Carolina, otherwise known as Fayetteville 26. And
I'm in D.C. though, but, you know, still representing.
But you still from the Ville, and this is,
yeah,
you know.
Still representing, though. Yeah. Still representing.
Yeah. But, so I mean, we got one more song, though. You got something to say before we get to the last song?
I mean, I was just going back to the last song, though. Like, you know, I mean, you say he does his own beats and stuff like that, but all that is great.
Yeah,
you
know, it says produced by K.O. Kano.
Yeah, the recording was a little thin.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, with the beats, man, I mean, Try your best, man, to amp them beats up, man. You know what I mean? Like, watch some mixing courses on YouTube or whatever. I mean, you can learn everything you want to learn on YouTube, dog. I do it to this day. You know what I mean? I've been producing and doing stuff for over 30 years, but still. I mean, you can always learn something new, man. Go on YouTube, learn as much as you can, though. But, yeah, keep sending shit.
We got one more from Blue. Blue, send us one more. This is called See You Win.
I just wanna see you win. I just wanna see you win. I just wanna see you win.
Mm. Oh yeah, oh boy, this shit bang.
On autopilot, my accountant just cleared a deposit. I'm still counting what's in the safe. Now I fly private from city to city. You can love me or hate me, but I'm here to stay. Girls don't get respect in this industry. Treated in many ways in a male-dominated game. I get sick of the comments like you should wear more or less. It's like they can't hear what I'm saying. I used to dress down at every performance, so girls ignore me and men wouldn't stare. There's business behind music, if you wanna do it, open your mind, baby, your legs. Niggas lie through the skin of the neck about who they know and how you could benefit from them. But the truth is, you a walking business in itself, feeling tense. Brand. You control your image and show growth within it. Everyone else is a helping hand. I find it unfortunate men take advantage of passionate women for sex on demand. If you can't afford it, you hustle, you learn to record shit. It's what you know that helps in life. I cannot stress this enough, don't change up for a buck. Tell that pussy boy put up a fight.
I just wanna see you win. I just wanna see you win. I just wanna see you win.
I can never hate on another woman. My purpose is different to God, we the help. And if your body a temple, it's priceless. It's only on you, your body ain't for sale. If you a pretty bad bitch, then you stand on your shit. It hit different when you put in the work. The best revenge is your paper, but keep it on silent so you don't end up in a hearse. Don't even post about shit if they bucking and violent. My hands can put shit into words. These niggas pussy, so don't you be scared when they look and they can't even rap on a verse. All that sweet talk is bullshit. If you see something in me, then money and business will come first. Fuck it, ride solo, cause they gon' try and say they made you just cause they pay for your work. Ooh.
I'm gonna give it a yay.
Yeah, that's a yay.
And let me tell you what I like about this. I've always said that, like, you know, we come from the 90s, right? Hip hop. Well, you come from the, you little, ahead, you man. Come from stress, the 80s. Stress, man, no, no, you come from the 80s. You come from the 80s. I come from the 90s.
Stop that shit, bro. Come on, man. Don't be age shaming. You know what I mean? There's a group for that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, nah. This ain't like fat. This ain't like fat shaming and that. Yeah, nah. What are we doing here? Now we everything's got shaming. We age shaming. We fat shaming. We come on, man. Don't even try.
Don't be age shaming, bro.
Nah, I'm 45. I'm right behind you, man. I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you. But no, I'm just saying. No, you came up on the 80s. I came up on the 90s, right?
Yeah.
But I've always said that you can still take this lyrical content that cats talk about in the 90s, you know, the songs with the messages, and apply them to the production today. It's just like everybody's afraid to do it.
Yeah, I can tell, like, you know what I'm saying? She's actually saying something like, I don't want to say women empowerment, but, you know, you can tell she don't know Bash or no other, you know what I'm saying, other women.
Shout out to Jay Swerve tuning in.
Swerve, what up, cuz? But yeah, I like it.
So
yeah, that's a yay. I mean, that go without saying. That's a yay for me. Yeah, she right up the street too. I mean, I've been checking out. You know, I be on YouTube trying to check out the DC. You know, saying Baltimore scene. You know, I ain't been here long, so. But I mean, that's different than anything I've heard. And then the beats. I mean, I don't know if you know about what's the dude named Pierre? You know, what I'm saying, like, when his beat starts off, he be like, "Yo, Pierre." You know, saying, like, that production sounds like that. So that's what kind of grabbed me too. So, yeah.
Blue said, how often do we go live? We go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern with interviews and topics usually. And then we go live Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern with music reviews. And we're going to start interviewing artists, but we're going to only interview artists that we've reviewed on the show. If we haven't reviewed your music, don't ask for an interview because we don't even know if we like you yet.
And Blue, hey, follow us, send us all your socials or whatever. Like I said, Trinity Noise Tracks, Live for Phenom, Parmesan. I mean, yeah, follow us though, for real. I mean, you right at the road. I mean, yo.
Yeah, Blue just said awesome. I subscribe, and we're gonna subscribe back as well. Make sure you send us all your socials too, Blue, because we chop up every single review to like a little clip. Yeah, and then we're gonna tag you in, you know, on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, or I guess it's not Twitter now, it's X.
I don't even use it. You gotta
use them all, man. You know, because you never know.
I got the account, but it's just,
you got the account, we tagging you in them. Yeah. So hey, you got time for one more, Trill? You got time for one more? Oh, yeah, and somebody said, Frank Joe Life said, Trill.
Oh, man, that's Frank D, man. Come on, man.
Oh, Frank D, okay.
About Frank D. Yeah, that's Frank D. Frank D, what up, bro? Yeah. I like
it,
man.
You got time for one more, because I had this guy sending this, he says it's an old song, but it's a new remix. It's featuring MF Doom.
Featuring MF Doom.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna get no copyright strikes. Right? That shit is authorized.
We already get copyright strikes for reviewing music. We reviewing music from all over the world. We don't get no. I mean, we already get copyright strikes. We're reviewing the original music that's released.
Word.
Online, yeah. For people. I mean, we're not worried about copyright strikes with the reviews and stuff like that.
I'm just saying, you deal with signed artists, though.
Frank D said, peace, y'all. Appreciate you tuning in. All right, yeah, so we're going to upload this other one.
Send some music, man.
He said, send some music live from Vietnam at gmail.com. All right, so this one is called Substance Abuses. Substance Abuse Profitless Thoughts featuring MF Doom. We uploaded it right now. And I ain't, you know, I was never the big MF Doom fanatic or whatnot, but MF Doom had a lot of fanatics.
All right, let's roll it out.
What we got? If it loads for me, still waiting. No, here we go. All right, see what we got.
I'm no star, I'm the farthest. I'm a starving artist who's taking out the garbage. To your promoters with shitty business sense, we've been tougher than sticky doja, so don't give us stress. We're no longer paying the cost or taking a loss or saying thoughts of relevance. We know how nigga feels running for president. Underrepresented, so I've elected to live present progressive and not to be bit by the same dog twice. Blazing new directions, picking up the same old mic. Why should I hate on life? I'm no nihilist. Just take yourself strike and refrain from trying this. You gon' cheat me? You're gonna get drunk, believe me. And don't assume I'm talking about violence. I'm moving silent, sir. West Sider, reside in the woods. So I know about hoods and wolves and sheep's clothing. Fear and loathing, I will share when I'm flowing. Even when I'm told what's told me is no thing. No way, got me like OJ on a cocaine road rage with a cold blade. Slashing like Kobe, not fleeing from static, cause we equipped a skirmish. Weapons only years of anguish gonna furnish. Everybody's a critic, asking do we give a shit. As long as it's flicked, you know the villain spitted it. Do a hit and fool ya, sell it for cake. Like the swap meet jeweler who can tell if it's fake. Make the half upfront technique do perfect. The other half before he touched the mic and blew the circuit. Hand over the banjo, he be like, where your man go? Not to cut his ear off with no hole like your man Van Gogh. Land ho, hold up the mic like hand over the dough. MF on the man show, and go for broke, stand for pay better. Known to rip shows like her handmade sweater. Gave me blues like the who's who knew dudes. Maybe seem rude, but baby need new shoes. It's a nuisance, take it from a black dude. Crews who have they 2 cents, take that too. Howdy do, tell him maintain hope. Where's the old? He got mad flows in the vault. It's just like whatever the name called. Follow these rules to avoid the grain of salt. Number one, you gotta keep it fun. Number two, you know how you do. Number three, Barry, never do nary for free. Maybe I do it for charity.
Man, that beat was fucking bananas.
I'm gonna give it a yay.
Yeah, that beat was crazy, man. Whoever produced that shit, man. All them chops up in there, man. That shit was dope.
Yeah. So that says that substance abuse. I got that from SO Trey. That substance abuse featuring MF Doom Profitless Thoughts remix. And he said it was an old song, but a new remix. Oh, and I got his socials right here, anyways, too. SubstanceAbuseHipHop.com is the website, SubstanceAbuseHipHop.com. Yeah, cause wait, didn't MF Doom die? Didn't he die because of overdose or something?
I don't know.
Let me see. How did?
I don't want to speak ill on the living.
The but living, I think he did. Dead.
No, I'm just saying, if he's living, I don't want to.
Oh
speak
no, he died from a rare reaction to blood pressure medication. Yeah, has been recently prescribed. So yeah, that's like some kind of drug. Not drug problem, but the you know, had a reaction.
Yeah.
He had a reaction.
Yeah,
to the medication, the drugs he was prescribed.
Yeah, they trying to kill niggas. That blood pressure shit is that's a whole nother story. Just not a show for that. But
I ain't stressed in a long time, man. I don't be trying to stress nothing, man.
Don't be stressed though, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
man.
I don't be trying to stress nothing, man.
You white. You know what I mean? You know that it runs more. Hypertension and stuff runs more. Than
nah,
that,
not you know, not with me, man. Like I don't be trying to stress nothing, man. Like I could literally be. I'll tell you, I could be like 2 days, like needing rent, be like $700 short on rent, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't be stressing, cause I know I'm gonna get it, one way or another. You know what I'm saying?
I had less stress when I was broke.
Nah, like you know.
I'm dead ass serious though, for real. I had less stress when I was broke, dog.
Yeah, I don't try to stress anything I can't control.
Yeah.
I can't control when sales come in, when money hits my account, when things transfer, none of that nature. Yeah. I just know I get it every month, and that's, you know, the deal with it. So what do we got? Song of the day. Do you got a... That's going to be a tough one, man.
Nah, song of the day is that first one from Blue. That's song of the day for me.
That's the Blue day. One? Okay.
Yeah, the first one. The first one is song of the day for me. I don't know about you.
Let me see, man. Song of the day. We okay. Torches, Big Skinny. You know what?
Huh? Okay.
Hold up. I'm gonna have to go. I think I'm gonna have to go with that one too. The first one from Blue, Song of the Day.
Yeah.
And I would go with the runner up. The runner up. I hate to do it, but it'll be the remix we just listened to, the last song, the MF Doom.
Yeah,
joint.
I was gonna say that too. Yeah. That's
I almost wanted to give it to that MF Doom joint. Not even because, you know, like, I wouldn't even be biased because, like, I've never been a super big MF Doom fan. Like, he got a fanatics, though. I mean, he got crazy fanatics.
And then, I mean, I couldn't have told you who was rapping on him, who was who. So, yeah, I wasn't biased, but it's just dope. I mean, that beat is crazy.
So, yeah, I would go with the Want My Life.
Yeah, you
Want My Life, Song of the Day.
Can you do an applause? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all the mother
crazy-ass
sound effects.
Yeah, we got that. Cast out the Blue. Song of the day.
We're going to have to work on this. We're going to have to work on that, Paul. You know,
we knew with this sound effect one. So... Yeah, that was a... What was it? How many nays? That wasn't... You gave a couple nays.
Yeah.
I didn't give nobody a nay today, but like last week, you had a lot of yays. A lot of yays.
Yeah, all my shit's some yays pretty much last week.
I had a couple okays and you had a couple yays, but.
Yeah, what it is, I didn't have that dizzle last week. You know what I'm saying? It's the dizzle this week, so. You know what I'm saying? The dizzle got me thinking clear. Hearing clear.
We about to wrap it up. Anything you want to say before we go?
Shit, man. Same old shit, man. Shout out to us, man.
Yeah, shouts out to us. Shouts out to everybody that tuned in.
What episode is this? We got to start keeping count.
I don't know, but we on YouTube.
We don't do no seasons.
We live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, and then we download, and we also rerun it on all our Facebook accounts, all our other Twitter accounts. We got an audio version of our podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. So we got the audio version and we got the video version. And we're going to also, after we go live, we also clip it up, you know, running through the AI, generate clips. And
yeah,
then I will personally,
socials.
Yeah, I will personally manually clip up every review one by one. Basically, we'll clip up a little bit of the song while it's fading out and get, you know, let them hear our review, and we'll tag you in every single review. Yep. So, once again, remember, Fridays, 7 p.m. Eastern. Next week, we got DJ Chuck T. And, of course, Saturday, 5 p.m., we'll be back here, me and Trilla Noise, with the music reviews. Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace. We out.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.